greatest friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Marani Mirazi Sheyichyu. We're going to be learning B'siyata Dishmaya from the 7th parak of Sefer Oris HaTorah from Rana Rav Zitzal. Writes as follows: Yeshnan kama sibos hama akvos is adam midivrei Torah shelo yikonsu b'levavu v'tamit tzrichim ladas ma yasiba me'akeves b'os ha'shah she'iku from murgash. There are certain reasons that stop a person from Torah, that Torah should not enter his heart. Here we're not talking about somebody who's reading the newspaper or he's watching television. We're talking about somebody who's learning Torah, but the Torah is not penetrating into his heart. And we have to know what's the reason that it's not going in, and this way we can remove this cause, and then his heart will open up. Sometimes you're going to look for the reason in the wrong place and you're going to remove the other reason, but that's not why you're not learning. And then the reason that you're not learning, you're going to be missing out on. So you have to get to the source of the problem. What is happening now that you're learning Torah and it's not penetrating into your heart? So Vasivas Halali Yeshmim Ruchnios, Yeshmim Gashmios, Yeshmim Bos Mechesar Nachshar Shel Kodesh, Yeshmim Bos Mechesar Nachshar Shel Chol. So it could be their spiritual reasons, this person's sinful. Could be Gashmios reasons, he's tired, he's hungry, sick. Could be that he doesn't have the right approach to Torah, Chisar Nachshar Shel Kodesh. And it could be Mechesar Nachshar Shel Chol, he doesn't know how to be orderly in his learning, so it's just not coming in. Move to the next passage. This was added by Ritzvi Yehuda from the Ksav Yad of the Rav Zitzal. Garsa nafshi l'savel mishpatecha b'chol eis. So on this pasuk, which is a pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Yotes Chaf, Chazal say that garson's miloshon grusos, that isn't something that isn't ground well. That garson avshi, so even if your learning isn't grounded well, you should still learn. You should learn even though you don't know what you're learning. It's an engine of garson avshi letava. So the Rav explains pshat that a person has to be accustomed to learning, even if he doesn't have the menuchas hanefesh to be learning be'ion. If he can only learn when everything is optimal and he's learning on his proper madrega that he's used to, it's not good, because you're not always on that level. You're not always able to learn properly. So therefore, garsin afshi l'tava, why? Because the pasuk says, Vaiter, el mishpatecha b'choleis, I want to be to your judgments at all times. I want to be able to learn even when I have tirdus. Sometimes something's bothering you so much. I don't know if it ever happened to you, but it happens to me, unfortunately, all too often. That something is bothering me so much, I just can't focus, can't learn Biyun. So at those times, I do Shnai Mikra, not that Shnai Mikra, you should be Mezalzal or Shnai Mikra, but you learn something that doesn't require as much Iyun as learning Zika, Inyane Zika and Yavamis, right? These are complex sugyas. So sometimes you have to learn things that are lighter. You learn a Halacha Sefer, something like that, is okay, so you're not going deepest into the sources, but you continue to learn. Sa'afa gavdul yada mai kamer, even if you don't know what you're saying, you should still learn. To big yourself, just keep learning, and sometimes you can learn at a higher level, sometimes on a lower level. The important thing is the kvius in learning. Continues the Rav, Piska bet, Bitl Torah nechshav l'chol adn k'fi madrega so. Mishiyoch alalos b'machshav to l'madrega gedola. V'u mitzatzeh lo mispachei d'umos b'malos ol yonah miniach asatzeh l'yos l'mata. Hari moyes is Torah s'shem arui alo shal zeh nemar. Sheviter ha-Kodesh Baruch Hu avarazar gilei ras v'shichustam v'lo v'viter ha-mos shal Torah. So we know in the yeshivas there's a musig of Bitl Torah be'echus and Bitl Torah be'kamus. That Bitl Torah qualitatively and quantitatively. Meaning, Pashat Bitl Torah that we all know about is that instead of learning Torah, you're wasting your time, Chas V'Shalom. That's Bitl Torah B'Kamus, how much you're learning. There's also Bitl Torah B'Eichus, which is Bitl Torah in the quality of your learning. And if you could be learning on a higher level, you could be learning Gemara B'Iyun, and instead you're just, reading, chazering Mishlei, just reading the psukim out and not even thinking about them. So that's Bittul Torah also. It's nice to read Mishlei. It's gevaldik. But if a person could be working hard at his learning and he takes it easy, that's also Bittul Torah. And it says in the Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mevater al gil harayah shfichus damen over the zara, but he wasn't mevater al ma'aseh shel Torah, and the despising Torah. So the reason is because when a person does other averis, he can do tshuva. But a person's moeis Torah, so that's the yisod of everything. Then there's not no, how are you going to come back from that? Is a person going to do tshuva on that? If a person has Torah, so halavai otio zavus arsi shemar v'labamor shabay achzir l'mutav. So the light of Torah can bring you back, but if a person's moeis in Torah, then he really has very little hope. So you have to be careful not to be mevatel Torah, but bekamos, how much you're learning, and be'echus, and the quality of your learning. Continues the Rav, rifin yadayim in haTorah, weakening your hands from Torah, what Chazal called, that he traveled from Rafidim. Rifin yadayim in haTorah is b'chol ish l'fi madrei kasa. V'im sichlo magil ha-machshev al-yon ha-sichlo z'makol mustak v'emun hergeshes. A person can be learning Kisvei HaMaharal and Kisvei HaRizal and Kisvei HaRamchal, and instead, you know, he reads a chves, you know, a nice little parsha sheet with a couple of stories, so you know, to make him feel all good about his belief in Hashem. So that's also riffing your diamond at Torah. Not that one shouldn't read stories and one shouldn't read parsha sheets, but if a person can be learning on a higher level, and a person can have a higher level of emunah, and instead he suffices with a lower level of emunah, so that's riffing your diamond at Torah, and you have to go to the point where you're able to reach your madrega and intellectual and spiritual level that you're able to reach. You shouldn't go any lower. It's a big competition, life. You're competing with yourself. You have to make sure that you're reaching your highest level. That's the competition, not with anybody else, with yourself. Continues the Rav, Yeshas Manim Shem is Batlam and Atarim Polim Lahara Sainaim Lahakir is Toch and Kadush Satara, Voimek Achaim Shimashpia Lomdel. So we think that you should just learn and learn and learn and learn and learn. No, there's sometimes you're Mizbatl Me'at Torah, and in those times, what we call today, Ben Azmanim, you have a weekend, you have a Motzei Shabbos, you have a here, you have a there, time that you're not learning. So sometimes you need those times in order to absorb the Kedusha Satara of Omek HaChaim. Sometimes when you take a little step back, you step out of the base medrash for a second, so it gives you time to appreciate the Torah once you're pshat. Yoshev Oholim. Why Yoshev? Why not Yoshev Oyo? So we all know El Hashem, El Eiver. But another pshat is it's good to go to different batei medrash. It's good to, first of all, it's good to experience different batei medrash, to hear different ideas. And also it's good sometimes to, you know, take a breather, walk outside a little bit, and then the Kedusha Satara, then it occurs to you also sometimes when you live your life. Since I live my life, not necessarily in front of the Gemara at those moments, doing other things, and then I say, oh, Chazal were so deep. Oh, really, Chazal really understood what they were talking about. Wow, this, now I understand Pshat in this pasuk. So sometimes when you're not learning, and you're living your life, so that allows you to absorb the Kiddush and the light of Torah, like it says in the pasuk, "V'risin yishesh yishron yishron lachachmim and asich l'tzkisron orman achoshech." That wisdom is greater than foolhardiness. Than like light is greater than darkness. Everyone knows light is greater than darkness. But the pshat is that the light that comes out of the darkness is even greater. Ha'or min ha'choshech. The light has to come out of the darkness. Sometimes you're a person in this dark place, and Mevatel Torah, he goes to work. He's this, he's doing here, he's there. And then he's able to, then from that darkness, he's able to come to the light of Torah. Continues the Rav. Ostalit miyud mesikas nimas ha'Torah ba'michisar b'tev Yisraeli shel ha'neshama. Shetzich l'taka adei tshuva mechuvenes l'chisar in zeh. Kevin Shinosnim is Hadas, Lasakin is Achisaron, Miyat Chizer or Elion Shalateva Kodashal and Hashem Lazorech, Vichoseros Mesikus Hatorah Lahaskali Galos. That when a person is not feeling the Mesikus Nimus Hatorah, the sweetness, the pleasantness of Torah, there's something wrong. Right? When you're not breathing well, there's something wrong. When you're coughing a lot, you're sneezing a lot, you break out in a rash, there's something wrong. These are all something wrong with the body. When a person is not feeling the sweetness of Torah, there's something wrong in his neshama. It's some sort of machle here. And we have to fix that. How do you do that? You do tshuva mechuvenes lechitzaron. In other words, it's not just enough to do regular tshuva. As the Rav Weitzel said in Oras HaTshuva, Vav Gimel, that you go back and you learn Torah. And then you come back to the teva of your soul, which is connected to Torah, which does feel the masikas of Torah. So it looks a little bit like a catch-22. A person doesn't like to learn because there's a problem with his teva. So to be metakin his teva, he has to learn. But he doesn't like to learn. So what do? You have to be nice in a sadas, latakin a tachisar. You have to realize, yesh bo mashu. Chazal say, imreku mikem, the pasuk says, Chazal say, imreku mikemu. If it's empty, it's because of you. The Torah's not empty, you're empty. So you have to be nice in a sadas, latakin a tachisaran. You have to pay careful attention to fix this chisaran. And then the light will come back to you. So you continue, you say, I'm going to learn now. And the purpose of my learning is to be metakin this chisaran, to get back to the teva Yisraeli of my neshama. Then the light will shine back on your soul, and then the sweetness of Torah will come back. Hatzara pnimi shal chisaron ha'ashlama shal neshama b'masim b'diyos b'deyos b'yucha b'kinyan ha'Torah. Heimim yisurei gehenem ha'misgabrin. Shem bozmi ha'fichas ha'ponim shal ha'kadosh baruch hu mehor la neshama b'ofat tadiris. Fi oysa amida shechsiris kinyan ha'ruchni. Shkol mokor ha'chaim b'otolu y'kinyan ha'Torah. So the neshama is a chelik alakai mimal, wants to cling to God. And a person has tsar when he's missing maisim, when he's missing yedius, when he's missing deus. In other words, midas tovos. And biyichud, especially kinyan haTorah, that's yisurei gehenim. Yisurei gehenim is when your soul is lacking its spiritual needs. That's what gehenim is. Gehenim is this chisar and this heyader, like the Maharal says. But the soul isn't getting what it needs. And then these Yisurei Gehenim come when a person is turning away from Hashem. Hashem turns away his face. It's not only Hastaras Panim where his face is still there. It's Hafichas Panim. Because the more you're turning away from him, the more he's turning away from you, and then you feel the Gehenim. And then obviously you have to come back. Continues the Rav Choser HaTorah Gehenim Ba'atzma. Not learning Torah is Gehenim. V'sheta f'ratzen achitzoni sheneged ha'ratzen apnimi humeitzorei ha'gehenim ha'misgabim l'fiyos erich shel minias or ha'Torah. And the Ratzon HaChitzoni, which is the Ratzon for the Gashmi, is for the car, for the house, for the farm, for the vacation, which is against the Ratzon HaPnimi, which is for Torah, which is for Kedush, which is for Yerushalayim, which is for Keshe with Hashem, that is from the Tzar of Gehenim that gets greater and greater to the extent that you're missing out on Torah. So this lack of Torah is Mamish Gehenim. It's Gehenim in this world. And then all of a sudden a person gets into a million other things because he doesn't have Torah. So he looks for everything else. It's the story of many, many people's lives, unfortunately. Yesh Asher, now we're in Pisgah Zayin. Yesh Asher called Yediya. B'yipakshe imadim begol miyusa b'lechadir leprotea. When you have a Yediya that's not properly processed by a person, and he didn't go deep into it. So this Yediya mehamemes oso, mafchidosoi, umarbevis is daito melidabo miyur, melidabo chizyonais shav v'sohu. So sometimes you see things, you just, you know, you can't take it. And it scares you, it mixes you up. And then you have all these visions of Shavuto, like it says in the Mechilta, Toiv Shebagoyim Harog. How can it be? Toiv Shebagoyim Harog, Mechilta Parshas Beshalach, Parsha Aleph. So this is Begol Miyusa, this is an unprocessed idea, without understanding what it's talking about. And that's scary. Sometimes you learn something, you say, how does this fit with my own, my conscience? The Tosa says that it's talking about Bishas Milchama. When you're at war, then you gotta, right, you gotta defend yourself. That's the only way to do it. Balahargacha Hashkem Lahargo. So shalom b'shas mulchama chas v'shalom to kill a goy, and even b'shas mulchama we're korei l'shalom first. So that's the idea. That could be mahameh. Ve'mishapchem l'dvarim yushav marchibei das. But the more you go deeper into it, then it's miyashiv your das. You say, oh, this is much, much deeper than I thought, much more brilliant than I thought. That's what you have to do when you learn Torah. If it doesn't work at first, so you go deeper and deeper until you get it. Hachonas haTorah v'chochma. So the what Torah and Chachma prepare you to do is Rakitucha lahatzil sanasham ruch soav esar shabayrus misagelus osala. So we're in this world where there are lots of things, like the Mesillas Yesharim says, that are there to distance us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more you don't understand the Torah, so then a person's living in this world of Gehenna. He doesn't know the purpose of his life. And then he starts to learn Torah, and then he sees this doesn't make sense, and this doesn't make sense. And then he goes away from the Torah, and then he's taken over by his Yitzharim. So the only way to do it is to learn, and to learn properly, and to learn deeply, and to be committed to the learning, to commit it to the understanding, and not to give in to the Yitzharim, and not to allow yourself to fall into the Gehenna of Chisaron HaTorah. It's Gehenna not to have Torah, the Chisaron of Torah, and how great it is when a person has Torah, Musar, and Das, and Chachma to be saved. Like it says in the Pasuk. Torah Shem Hashem. It's a Migdal Oz, it's a big strong tower, it gives you strength. When you learn Torah, you can advance, run with strength, with power, without a pachad, without a chashash. Yesha Adam Margish es hatzara gadol miul haTorah shelo b'shabo mitzad bittel Torah v'tzimtzum hadas. Sometimes you have mamish bittel Torah, sometimes you're learning, but it's b'tzimtzum. So this tzar is mafil al oira ruchni shel Torah. So this tzar this tzar in mirmira Torah darkens the spiritual light of Torah. Ach yuchel tzayir is mitzari Gehenna. It's interesting how often Rav Kook is talking here about Gehenna. It's just the guy's not learning. For a lot of people I know, it's Gan Eden for them not to learn. No, it's really not. For the soul, it's Gehenna. Ach yuchel tzayir is mitzari Gehenna. She'oichel zin is misha ripa yodav min haTorah mitoch ha'chal ha'gadola shebetzir zeh. Because of the great shaking that this causes, the smarik nafsha misigya. It's good sometimes to feel the tsar, to feel the tsar al mira Torah, and that purifies you. Ubachilus amitz b'shidasa shel Torah masis faruchnis yagish as kol haTorah roilu l'kavu nami shel Torah. And then when you start learning Torah masis, you learn Gemara, you learn Poskim, you learn Torah ruchnis, you learn Amuni, you learn Machshava, you learn Kabbalah, you learn Maral, you learn Rav Kook. So through that, Yargish is called Torah, Roy Lola Kavu Nomashal Torah, and then you're going to feel all the purity that you get from the pleasantness of Torah. V'yashiv l'avor sichel avomer kakashasa, and the light of your sechel is going to come back, the depth of your feelings. Shalvas nafshi, you're going to have shalva, brak dimyono, the shine of your imagination. Mitzarafin kol amidos hachamudos, together with all the good midos. Shem echlal birchas Hashem, Hashem orishal Torah, that's together with the brach of Hashem that comes together with the or of Torah. Torah heals you. It heals you physically. It heals you spiritually. Ayin maral v'nesiva soil v'nesiva Torah perak aleph feres yisrael samach beis. So a person has to feel the tzar and get back to Torah and then get the refuah. Okay, so obviously we read this very quickly and didn't explain all that much, but hopefully it'll bring us to a little bit of a siris to return back, like it says in the Navi, Ashuv al ishi arishan, to go back to that original fire of our passion for Hashem and His Torah. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.